The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Hi, Khadija. You're live.
Hi. How are you? I'm good. I'm tired, but I'm okay.
You're good. Thank you so much for joining us here on Freedom 106.5 FM. We are really, really glad that you can make the time, because I know it's a busy time for you. Yeah?
Yes, it is.
So let's chat, because it's all about celebrating African Emancipation Day. And I think a lot of persons, a lot of our listeners, and we even have younger ones listening to us right now, you know, don't really understand the significance of Emancipation Day. So let's start there. So, Ms. Dyer, Emancipation Day is this Saturday. Why is August 1st such an important date in the history of Trinidad and Tobago? Can you let us know?
Okay, so emancipation is not only about the memory of chains being broken, but it's also the celebration of a people who transform pain into purpose, preserve identity against all odds, and continue to inspire generations to walk in freedom, unity, and strength. Emancipation Day, August 1st, Trinidad Tobago became the first republic state to proclaim Emancipation Day holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And from...
Okay, so no problem. That's okay. So it's more than just a holiday. Because, you know, we Trinis love holidays. There's a deeper meaning. Yes. And I love how you explained that. Thank you so much. So let's talk about what's going to happen on Saturday. Now, tell us about before we go into the event itself, tell us about the Emancipation Support Committee. What is its mission?
So the mission of Emancipation Support Committee is raising consciousness, African consciousness, through education, through human and social development, through economic development.
Right.
And those pillars take on, or have smaller pillars to it.
Right.
So, for example, through education, we have our education program in primary and secondary schools with Republic Bank through their Power to Make a Difference program. We also have where state agencies and schools, they will come to us for assistance when they have their own programs within their agencies or communities or schools.
Right.
Through economic development, for example, this year in our trade symposium, we focus on SMEs and the possibility of them venturing into trade directly with Ghana.
Right. Oh.
Yes. In 2027, Trinidad and Tobago will be celebrating 60 years of bilateral relations with Ghana.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And for persons who don't know, Kitchener also sang Ghana's independence song.
Girl, what are you saying?
Yeah.
I feel I had to pull up that and play it with Ghana's song. What song from Ghana?
Ghana's independence song, Kitchener sang it.
Well, you know how to play that. I would love to hear it. That's amazing. That's really good information.
There's a lot of our history that persons don't know. And before they go wild, there's only so much that Emancipation Sports Committee can do.
Right.
We also have to take it upon ourselves to learn our history.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take it upon ourselves to teach our history to our children.
Yeah.
Because, for example, Kwame Ture, son of the soil, mm-hmm. also known as Stokely Carmichael, born in Trinidad and Tobago, Oxford Street. A lot of people don't know that.
Wow. I love it. Thank you so much for bringing that on. Yeah.
Who also coined, along with Amukasa Dada, coined that term Black Power, Pan-Africanism, came from Kwame Ture, who was a Trinidadian. And at one point, he was also married to Miriam Makeba.
Oh. But we have royalty here. It sounds so. But that's really nice.
There's a lot of information out there, and I know persons have this negative perception and wake up one morning and decide to have Emancipation Parade.
Mm.
But for those who do events, they will know that events is not a one-day overnight thing.
True.
Right? And the festival, the Pan-African Festival, we start in May, close
right.
to May 25th, which is also African Liberation Day.
Okay.
So between May the 25th and August the 1st, we have over 26 events employing over 800 local artists.
Wow.
And giving over 200 artists the opportunity to apply their trade, their authentic, trade of African items that you'll get throughout the year.
Right, right. Understood. Understood. Now, I know we have a big weekend coming up. I know we have a lot happening. So walk us through what's going to happen this weekend. What can people expect if they attend the Emancipation Village? Yeah?
Okay, so yesterday we had, again, royalty, Uncle Super Blue mashup.
Mm-mm.
The older generations, they came out when he started saying Ethel and Barbara. People get up and started dancing. I say, no gosh, don't help my chair. People had a really good time. Today we are paying tribute to our brother fallen soldier Boba Dread. He passed away. He transitioned earlier this year through Carnival. We had a youth day this morning, hundreds of children around about and just enjoying the village. We focused on entrepreneurship with the children this morning, allowing them to see a different side of business, SMEs, allowing them to understand that being a business person don't mean sitting in an office wearing a shirt and tie.
Yeah.
Right? The other side of business. So we encourage that if you have a hobby, you can turn to a dream. You know, if you want to go into leather craft, if you want to become a seamstress, if you want to become a chef, these are real jobs. These are SMEs that also contribute to the development of your country as well.
Definitely.
Tomorrow we have the Pan-African concert with Lauren Glasson.
She'll
be coming to Trinidad. She's been here for a while. We also have Addy Sugar coming out of Nigeria, along with Lois Lewis and Wasa Foley.
Wow.
And then on Friday, we go into Emancipation Day with some conscious music. So we have the Reggae Unity Reggae concert on Friday.
Wow.
Saturday, the big day, we start 4 a.m. at All Star Spaniard, tribute to our ancestors. The importance when people say you have to come out of Port of Spain, like always say, visit a library. I will not hold your ignorance against you. But All Star Spaniard, that community, that Piccadilly Street community, is very important to August the 1st, 1838. And persons should go and find out why All Star Spaniard is so important in our country's history.
Oh, wow. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to pause this entire show. I'm going to impose my entire shift and go there and check out. Is 1838, you tell me?
Yes, 1830.
So you are going to make me shut down my entire show because I want to know what is the significance of that date at that place. You want to give us a sneak peek? You want to give us a little sneak?
No.
Oh. All right, that's okay. That's okay. We have some homework for you. Definitely. Yeah. I appreciate that.
From there, we go to the Yoruba Square, that is opposite Western Street Police Station. And then we head west to the Treasury Building.
Okay.
Treasury Building is also very important in our history. Because the Treasury, or the steps of the Treasury Building, is where the Emancipation Proclamation was read.
Oh, nice. Okay. Very nice. Look, I didn't even know that.
Actually, it would be placed in our history books.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Building is red. It was red.
Definitely. I got it. Thank you so much for that, Khadijah. And guys, if you're not joining us, welcome and good afternoon. You're locked on to The Overdrive. I'm Carrie V, and I'm here with Khadijah Dyer. She is a senior program officer from the Emancipation Support Committee. We all know that Emancipation Day is on Saturday. So many celebrations happening. And just as what Khadijah mentioned, it did not only started last night or last week. It started since in May. So many events. And what I love, Khadijah, and I must acknowledge this. I love how you guys are incorporating the youths, incorporating the next generation. Because, you know, sometimes we think, we as in the older folks, we think, oh my gosh, you know, we're going to lose these things because the youths and I'm not picking it up. But I love how you have them involved, how the committee have the youths from different schools involved. Yeah.
Of course, you know, they are our future, and we have to we are paving the way for them. And we have to have them understand why, right? 90% of the groups that take part, the cultural groups that perform in different events, most of them are young people. Most of them are young people. The student that we give for the River Drum Festival held in June,
right,
we got an award for the United Nations African Child. And he said, Miss, this makes me feel so good that as a black boy, you know, people will watch me and scream the news at me because I come from a hotspot community, but I don't know my story. And this is a child who choose to pick up culture, who choose to pick up drumming, pasta. And now he is one of the best drummers. And he's only 16 years old.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that, Khadijah. Now, we know Saturday is the big day, but I know you had events since May. Tell us what is one of these signature events? If it passed already, you can tell us. But if it's still to come, tell us one of the events, the signature events that we must not miss.
I will say Iwa Africa. That's our fashion show. Afrocentric fashion show, coordinated by Richard Young.
Richard, that's my friend, I know. Richard, big up yourself.
As well as the Yoruba Drum Festival, because the groups that take part in the Yoruba Drum Festival, they do not get paid for it. They give it free. And they put their heart and soul into their performances. And it's amazing to see so many young people and the camaraderie, you know, they supported each other. It's amazing. And of course, the village. The eight days in the village.
So what are some of the items we can get in the village when we visit?
So of course we have artisans from Ghana. So we have Josephine and Faustina, who has been coming for the past 26 years.
Wow.
To the village. We also have, we have clothes from Ghana, we have clothes from Nigeria. We also have the oldest artisan, Miss Irene Mapp, who's 92 years.
What? And she's out there.
She's been a part of it since the days in Mukurako. Again, do some history. And she comes like every year. You can also get jollof rice, injera, egusi soup. We also have my sister Dua Liberty. They do strictly Ital. They have a breadfruit pizza. You need to try
girl, breadfruit. What are you saying? A breadfruit pizza?
Breadfruit pizza and cassava wraps.
What?
And
jerk cauliflower. Wow. That sounds amazing. I love it. No, you piqued my interest there because I love food. All right? I love food. Now, anything for the kids? Can we carry our children?
Yes. So, besides today being the youth day, we are the educational component of the village.
Okay, right.
So, we have those large obelisks with information on it. We also have these large books with the Pan-Africanists.
Right.
One being Leji Asumawale, who was the first chairman of the committee, and one of the founding members of the committee as well. So the educational component is there. And as I said, we are focusing on entrepreneurship with the young people, encouraging them to take their ideas into reality, allowing them, you know, to grow and foster small businesses.
No matter
how small, even if you now start doing beading, that could turn into a business.
A business, yeah, it can. Yeah. I know. Now, let me say good afternoon going out to Elijah. He just sent us a message and he said, Carrie, I have been to the Emancipation Village today on a field trip. So, yeah. Elijah, big up yourself. You know? That's really, really nice. Now, listen, Khadijah, I got to go take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to hear from you about, you know, how can persons get involved? Because I know I volunteer. We need volunteers. I know that for sure. So when we come back, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about how we can get involved with the Emancipation Support Committee. All right? So stick and stay. Hey, guys, welcome back. Freedom 106.5 FM is just about 10 minutes away from 4 p.m. And, guys, let me remind you, the champions are back. And CNC3 is ready to bring you closer to all the action as we partner with Republic Bank to bring every Trinbago Knight Riders match live and exclusively to Trinidad and Tobago. Plus, CNC3 will also deliver live coverage of the final four CPL matches and the Women's Caribbean Premier League. So stay tuned for more updates and get ready for the biggest party in sport. Special thanks to our title broadcast sponsor, Republic Bank. Yes, guys, and we are back. We are here with Khadija Dyer, Senior Program Officer of the Emancipation Support Committee, as we're talking about celebrating African Emancipation Day. Now, that day is on Saturday, and as Khadija mentioned, it's not okay now. Today for tomorrow, last week into this week, these events have been happening since in May. Now, Khadija, I know you were telling us what we can expect this coming Saturday, what we can expect today, tomorrow. Now, I want to know, how can persons get involved? So for someone who's attending any one of these events are for the first time, what would you recommend the experience?
I will say come with an open mind.
Come with an opened mind. All right, okay. Come with an open mind.
It's really a community space where you have pockets where persons just standing having conversation.
Oh, nice.
And it's meaningful conversations, but you have persons who box up once a year in the village.
Oh, okay.
So this is their time to meet.
Right.
They have a family from Aruga. Every 3 years, they have a family reunion. And the village on Emancipation Day is their meeting point.
Oh, nice. Okay,
so
okay.
They take part in the street procession. They come up, they have the tent, the food, the picnic, and, you know, persons. So they see again once for the year, Emancipation Day. You know, they're just reunited on that day. So that person's come with an open mind, come and shop local. Yeah. You know, shop for artisans. And also our Caribbean brothers and sisters, we have persons from Guyana here. We have someone from Haiti, Jamaica, Dominica, St. Lucia, Barbados.
Right. We have the full team. I love that. Now, Khadija, how can members of the public get involved beyond just attending the events?
Yes. Because persons say, come and do this, we have to do more of this and more of that. And we say, no problem, you come on board and assist us. We love to talk, but when it's time to action, we are met with deafening silence.
Yes.
So for persons who are interested, they can message, you can WhatsApp 292-7288. They can also email info@emancipation.esc-tt.org. Or when you visit the village, you can visit our booth and leave your information and we will get in contact with you. We'll send you the volunteer form. And anytime we're having events, we will send it out to persons who are interested. Mm-hmm. We're having this event. You see, you can do decor. Do you want to volunteer to assist us in doing decor?
Right. So any particular skill, any kind of skill at all that you want to volunteer, reach out to the Emancipation Support Committee. I love it. Now, another thing
just,
too.
Just before we go on, yeah. I just want to say thank you to Bishops and Trinity East. Mm-hmm. They have this volunteer program where any event we are having, we normally get students from Bishop and Trinity.
Because I was coming to that, you know, about schools. Yes, because yes. I know that for Bishop Annecy and Trinity College East.
Yes, they have volunteers. So part of their sixth form, they have to get a certain number of hours. And outside of that, the students who take part in the African History Quiz program, they will also come to volunteer.
Wow. So I love the way how it's going. Honestly, I love that it's not just stuck with us. but the future generations as well. And I know.
And once they get involved in it and they understand it, they keep coming back. So we have that network with our students.
Oh, great.
Even when they go on to university, you know, and they want assistance with research, Uncle Campbell is always a phone call away. Dr. Fergus is also just, you know, a phone call away. Also, Auntie N too.
Mm.
All working encyclopedias. Mm. They are just a phone call away, and they're always willing to assist, especially young people. They're always willing to assist in putting our story, our accurate story, out there.
I love it. Now I know we gotta wrap up shortly, that is, because we gotta go to our 4 p.m. news headlines. But Khadija, what message would you like every Trinidadian and Tobagonian to remember this Emancipation Day? What's one message that you want them to remember?
One message. I will say that freedom was not simply granted. It was won through resistance, revolts, advocacy, and the determination of enslaved Africans.
Yeah.
It wasn't a gift upon us.
Say here, take that. Nope.
No, it wasn't that. We fought for that.
Yeah.
And even in 2026, Haiti is still paying for it.
True.
We are still paying France reparations.
Yeah.
We are still seeking reparations. The British still have in their possession the Benin gold. That belongs to Benin. And they don't just walk and knock on the door and say, hey, can I have your gold? No.
Yeah.
They killed, they raped, they separated the African family in order to steal their treasures.
That's a powerful message. Thank you so much for sharing that. And last but not least, 30 seconds. I'm giving you the stage for 30 seconds, Khadija. Now, if someone is listening, has never attended an Emancipation celebration before, give them your 30-second invitation. Why should they make this Saturday this year they experience it for themselves?
Because there's none other like it. And Trinidad Tobago is the first. We are the blueprint. And believe you me, other countries are taking it. For example, Ghana, 1996, President Rawlings came and he took our model. And now they have a Pan-African festival in Ghana.
Wow.
Right? So coming down to the villages is open to all. We are calling on all our African brothers and sisters, we have any diaspora, everyone to come out and enjoy the Lejasu Umamali village, also known as the village.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Khadija, and I wish you all success today, tomorrow, and Saturday. I know you've been kicking it since May. I know you're tired, but you all are doing an amazing job at the committee. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Yes, have an amazing one.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.